Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com.
So without further ado, I'd like to please welcome Dr. Ian Grassam.
And my son and my daughter, my oldest son is married, and he and his wife are both students of life in Marietta, Georgia. So I understand the stress and the strain of the student years and being in the middle of exams and everything else. It's not an easy road to hoe. I understand that. Believe me, as much as you'd like to think this has been going on forever, I've been out practicing now for quite a few years at Michael State, and it seems like it was yesterday that I was sitting in the same chairs. You remember your parents told you about that, how fast time flies, and it goes faster and faster and faster. So believe me. For those of you that are, close to getting out of school, sometimes you start wondering, geez, I hope this stuff works. Been here all this time, had these great philosophical sessions and all excited about getting out, correcting the subluxation, watching sick people get well and altering the way people think and changing the way life goes. And then it gets close to graduation time and you start getting a little bit of the sweats. We used to call it senioritis in Logan back in the 60s. Then you say, God, I hope this stuff works. Well, I got news for you. It works. Forget all that. Get all that out of your head. The unique question that you will get to ask yourself in the next few years is, will you work? Well, I've never thought about that, right? It's kind of like education. The education works. It gets you from the beginning. It gets you through. And it graduates you and it prepares you. The education works. The bottom line is you will graduate or not graduate based on whether you'll work. Okay? We were talking about it. It's tough times. School's tough. Yes, it is. Tell me something I don't know. Where do you think and at what part of life do you think it gets easy? It doesn't. The rules change. The challenge changes. But what's unique about this time in your life is probably for a lot of you, most of you, this is the first time you've had to settle down and think about, and probably for the first time, to exercise your absolute individualized authority and power over your own life. Is that true? Anybody here because they were forced to be here? The reality is you're here by choice, aren't you? Anybody here by chance? You're here by choice. You made a decision to be here. You made a decision to be a chiropractor. Therefore, you had to end up in some institution where you were going to learn. Now, there are other people in other institutions who chose other pathways, and they're locked up in buildings throughout this country. They made decisions too, didn't they? You made a constructive, moving forward, positive decision. Therefore, you're here. And probably, as I stated, for the first time in your life, your decision is probably the most important decision, sincerely, you will ever make. I'm married 31 years and got 4 kids, natural, and 2 adopted, and everything else. And a lot of those decisions in there were paramount in my life. But never did I make a more important decision than becoming a chiropractor. Because that was the time in my life that I decided how I was going to spend my fortune. My fortune being this energy called life. I got so much of it in me, right? And it animates this physical thing called a body. And it allows me to interface with the environment that I live in. But beyond that, I'm in an existence. I exist, therefore I am, as the old French philosopher used to say. But the reality is, what are you going to do with it? You've been given this quality called life, this energy to do things, this creative capability as a human being. And now you've decided to do something with it. And this is not something you're going to do for 15 minutes. This is not an hour and a half movie at the corner theater. This is life. This is the reality of the process where I'm going to do something with who I am. I've decided to be something, to be someone, to do something. And I hope that if I do it well enough, I hope that if I'm strong enough in what it is I'm going to do, that I will accumulate and have something, not only a life of service, and perform a beneficial service to society, and have a reason for being and feel good about my being and be able to sleep at night and get up in the morning and face all the people in this life. But I'm going to have a purpose for the rest of my days. Now think about it for just a moment. Mike was giving me a tour of the clinic earlier today, and he mentioned that a lot of the street people who don't have homes, don't have jobs, and don't have anywhere will show up for an adjustment. You have an opportunity to impact the lives of people from the lowest possible expression to the highest possible expression of life. You have a reason for being. You have a purpose. You get up in the morning and you feel good about yourself. You go through some tough days in school, but hell, that's school, isn't it? Somebody says, but I don't have enough money to get through school. Who did? The problem you guys have got today that we didn't have back when I went to school is the average kid's graduating today with $80,000 worth of loans.
No. Yeah, you do.
You're right. Uniquely enough, when I went to school, and I bitched and moaned about it all the way through, there was no such thing as loans for chiropractic students. What did that mean? I graduated without debt. How could that be? That which I bitched about gave me freedom. And we've got 90%+ of the kids at Life College in Marietta, Georgia on loans. Who are going to be what? Graduate into slavery of a form, aren't they? So anytime you're measuring the good and bad of your present existence, hang on a little bit, it'll change. That which you think is so terrible today may be the seed of your greatness tomorrow. Do you understand that? It isn't until things get tough you find out who the hell you are. If it was a walk in the park from the day you got here to the day you die, you'd be bored to death and you'd look for a way to check out. In fact, if you want to find out, go out there and find out all the rich people's kids and find out how they're living. Huh? They're basket cases, you know that. They'll end up on your adjusting tables for the next 40 or 50 years trying to figure out what the hell you're so excited about. I've sent over 150, 170 kids to school in the last 30 years of my career in chiropractic for one simple reason. Do you think it was because they just couldn't wait to discover subluxations and correct them? They didn't know what the hell they were. Could care less. Do you think it was because they had this tremendous feeling of service for humanity? I didn't get into it for that reason. Why should they? They thought this wonderful thing to recreate the healthcare paradigm as Fred just talked about. Now, the reason that 170 kids are in chiropractic today and going to chiropractic school because they met me is whatever the hell I had, they wanted it. What was that? I had purpose. I was fired up about it. I was excited. I was on purpose. I was committed. I was dedicated. I was focused. I didn't have any division in my mind. The worst damn thing for you to come in here is to not know whether you should go right or left. Am I right? Paralysis of analysis. Isn't that the term they use? Haven't you all been there? Especially when you're taking a test. It's one of those beat the chimp tests. Those were my favorite kind. I was pretty good at that. Group memorization process. But the paralysis of analysis comes when you're not sure as to who you are and what your purpose is. You don't realize the gift that's been given to you by, for whatever reasons, you came to the conclusion that chiropractic was to be your career. Mike and I were talking about it on the ride home this morning when he picked me up. One of the most beautiful things in life about being a chiropractor is if you are anchored in the philosophy of the science of chiropractic, you can live a life without fear. You understand, fear is a lack of faith or a lack of understanding. Fear means I don't know what tomorrow holds. Well, you will never know what tomorrow holds unless you know who the hell you are today. And if you align yourself with the principles that make chiropractic as great as it is, then you take on the power and the quality of those principles, which means when you go out into that street, you gather a crowd. You don't have to worry about building a practice. For Christ's sakes, they'll force you into a room and make you serve if you've got the power. You understand that? I walked into a chiropractor's office in Mexico one day, and he was the only guy in town, and people were lined up down the goddamn street and around the corner. And all he had was two high-lows going up and down all day long. Bang, bang, bang. Hell, I think the table hitting that adjusted their apples and just let them up. You have no idea the magic that is yours. You know how much, all you gotta do is turn on the stupid television, right? Watch the news, which are the merchants of chaos, am I right? Let's see what shit's going on in the world today. So that you can then become afraid of tomorrow. God damn, what the fuck outside? Right? Let's load them up with fear. That way they'll stay in and watch the 6 o'clock right there. Somebody there like mine would go out in the street. Right? Jesus Christ, it's insanity. But this is the crap that's out there. And here you're sitting here with a fire in your belly, an understanding of who you are, a clarity of purpose, which means a certainty for life, and the rest of the world is a basket case. See, what I'm trying to say to you today is with excitement, with enthusiasm, that you gain. Remember, the word enthusiasm means to be enthusiastic, means to be with the spirit of life, it means to be with God. It means whatever's big and never changing, that's what it means to be with. Enthusiasm, to be fired up, to be excited, to be dedicated, to be committed. And the rest of the world will sit back and say, whew, whatever the hell you are on, I want some of it. And they will. And in this crazy world, they want to go down the corner and try and buy it in a bag, don't they? The reality is what? It comes with the package. It's the power that animated this damn thing to get it going. And that power dwells within you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, waiting for you to tap in and say, give me direction. What the hell else am I here for? I've had the opportunity throughout my life to meet people who are millionaires, billionaires, and everything else. And the ones that are balanced or have any kind of equilibrium in their life are the ones who are fired up with purpose. The money doesn't mean anything to them. You know, you can have it all, provided it doesn't have you. Do you understand that? How many of you were raised to tell you that money is the root of all evil? Well, bullshit, okay? I've been rich, I've been poor, rich is better. However, poor without purpose, rich without purpose is one and the same. You just get in more trouble when you have money and no purpose. Reality. But what happens when you go out into the street and for whatever reason you walk into a room, whether it's a social gathering, whether it's a professional gathering, or whether it's a family gathering, and all of a sudden you literally light up the room when you walk in? What is that? You become the light of the world, don't you? For what reason? Because you came with one purpose, and that was to what? Serve. Service is the key to purpose. You must find people to serve. What the hell else for? I don't care if you want to be an animal carpenter. It makes no difference to me. But find purpose and then serve. Serve for the sake of serving. Give for the sake of giving. You've been told all your life it's much more blessed to give than to receive. And it is, and you know it. You heard the story about this woman that had the twins, two young boys. And I mean, they were real. I mean, boys are tough enough, but twins are a bear. And one of them was just an absolute pain in the butt, negative kid. Everything was bad. Shit, awful. Why am I living? What'd you drag me into this world for? And the mother said, my God, I've got serious psychological problems with this kid. The other one was a fanatic as far as being positive. Whoa, life is wonderful. I love everything. These kids are twins. The mother was a basket case, you can imagine. So she made the mistake of taking them to a psychiatrist. Which is a serious error. I went to school with some of those guys. I mean, every one of them were in school trying to find the answer to their own problems. And then once they didn't find it, they went out and practiced for the next 30 years. That's reality. So she took the kids to the psychiatrist, and he says, I've got a perfect answer for you. He said, Christmas is coming up. He said, take the one that's so depressed all the time and buy him every gift in the world and wrap it in the most beautiful gold packages and ribbons and stack it in his room so it's all piled up, and he will realize that it's an abundant world, that he can be positive about life. She said, well, that makes a little bit of sense, but what about this lunatic? He said, he's happy about everything. He said, well, we have to balance him out. He's too positive. He said, just life just isn't supposed to be that way. It's not real. Okay? So buy him a crate of manure. Just put it in his room Christmas morning. She says, are you sure? He said, no doubt. He said, it'll balance out. She says, you haven't imbalanced yet. Psychological medical imbalance. Christmas morning, she came downstairs and she said, oh God, let this work. Ran into the suppressed, depressed kid's room, and he sat in the middle of the room, not one package open. He sat there, he said, look at this waste. God, what a waste of damn money. Crap all over the place. He says, there's no need to open it. Junk. It would break the minute I opened it up anyhow, whatever it is. He said, oh, my mother's so dumb. And she just, it literally devastated me. And then for a moment, she went, my God, she says, what about the other one? She ran in there and her worst fears were realized. She looked in there, you couldn't see the kid. His ass was hanging over the end of the crate. The manure was everywhere. It was on the drapes, it was in the chandeliers, it was in his ears. It was there. She says, my God, I've killed him. What have I done? Son, are you okay? He says, oh, yes, I am, Mom. You can't fool me. Where all this horse shit has got to be a pony somewhere. What I'm saying is, attitude determines altitude, doesn't it? So with all the horse shit that's piled on you here, there's a pony here, is what I'm telling you. The pony is purpose. And I'm going to tell you about this pony called purpose, because you can ride this sucker around the world. I don't care where you go on this planet. With what you learn here at this institution, you can alter the world you live in. You can bring purpose to people's lives. You can bring health and happiness and joy you wouldn't believe. This is the key to what this whole manure factory is all about. Do you understand? These books and all this learning and these facts and these figures. These are the prices extracted from the world if you're going to have a purpose. If you're going to have a reason for being, what do the French call it? Raison d'être? If you're going to have a reason for being, if this world's going to say, all right, you get to be happy, you get to be successful, you get to be positive, but you're damn well going to pay a price. You know what that price is? You got to stop doing what doesn't work in your life. Whatever is not working in your life, getting you to your goal, why are you doing it? The best definition of insanity I've ever heard. Keep doing the same thing over and over each day, expecting a different result. It won't work. You ever watch, and I watch this from a social point of view with so many patients in my practice over the years, women who go out and marry some bum who treats them like dirt, and they finally get the courage up to divorce them, what do? Marry another bum! What is wrong? The reality is that you have not discovered the freedom of choice. The freedom to choose without concern for what other people think. My youngest son, he came home from school one day and he said, Dad, he said, I'm quitting high school. I said, Daniel, why are you doing that? Not dumb kids, why are you doing that? He says, I'm bored. He had just spent the last year in forensics, original oratory and debate, Lincoln Douglas debate and all that sort of stuff. And he'd ended up going to the finals and all sorts of things. And it was kind of a decision point in his life and a spiritual backbreaker if he had let it. Because he'd gone to the finals on an original oratory that he had written entitled They. T-H-E-Y. And the opening line was, who are they, these people in our lives that we give authority to when we worry about what they think and what they say? And the entire speech was about reestablishing your personal inner purpose. And uniquely enough, the instructors who had me come and judge the various Lincoln Douglas debates and the original oratories, because they knew that I spoke professionally across the country, asked my son not to join the Forensics League the next year. Do you know why? They said he was a bad influence on the younger students. Now, this is what Fred meant when he talked about the fact that education is about banging into people what to think instead of how to think. He came home from school that day and he says, I've discovered something, Dad. I said, what's that, son? He said, we're not human beings. I said, we're not? He said, no. He said, we're human beings. He said, we're in a state of dynamic expression, and we can do whatever we want, as long as we don't damage other people's lives. He said, you're right, son, you can't. He said, you're totally unlimited. He's 16 years of age, and I've never worried about him ever since that day. And he's gone on to some tremendous success in market public relations world. Because he discovered that he had the right to choose. He had the right to establish his own belief systems and the right to go where he wanted to go and do what he wanted to do. That's what he did. He left high school, went to the local junior college and got his GED by the time he was 17, went on to the University of Central Florida, ended up with his own radio show on campus by the time he was 19. I'm just telling you what your freedoms are. And the joy that you have as a chiropractor is a realization that what you do in life is not in conflict with who you are. How many of you have mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters who are in jobs that they hate, but they go every day because they're enslaved to feeding a body? How many of you have mothers and fathers who spend 30 and 40 years in a career they can't stand, and therefore drink or do drugs or destroy their life because of it? You have an opportunity to live a life without fear because you will have no inner conflict. You will have a singleness of purpose. You will let thine eye be single, as the Bible states. You will be at the center who you are at the periphery. You will not have a dichotomy. You won't have a split. You won't have a fork in the road. You will know who you are. You will know where you're going, and you'll know why you're here. And that kind of power cannot be purchased anywhere, anytime, anyway. It is an innate, inside decision. It is the thing that has kept the ICA on track for all these years, when BJ was its only president for so many years, because the ICA is in alignment with the principles that make chiropractic great, not necessarily the principles that make the chiropractors money. Do you understand the difference? And what I have found is that when I stay true to that principle, I make all the money I need. It comes as an effect, provided I stay at cause in the correction of cause through the correction of the verbal subluxation. This is why ICA is here today, was here yesterday, and will be here tomorrow, regardless of the changes in the world. C. Everett Koop, who was the Surgeon General under Reagan and under Bush, probably one of the strongest opinion leaders in the field of medicine today, on May 26, 1996, last year, held a symposium in Washington, D.C., where he had Dean Ornish from UC Berkeley as his keynote speaker. And he spent 4 days trying to figure out how to integrate chiropractic and acupuncture, massage therapy, Ayurveda, nutrition, and everything into the practice of orthodox medicine. Because he said the medical paradigm has failed. The medical model has failed. We are in the information age. I'm in here, tap into the internet. You realize for the first time in the history of this country, you have a form of communication that is without subluxation. Every bit of information that has been fed to you so far in your medically dominated life has been fed to you through a subluxated information system. The government feeds you what they want you to know. Madison Avenue feeds you what they want you to think. Am I right? And the process by which medicine has maintained its control is keeping you in the dark and ignorant throughout all these years. Chiropractic, by its principle, is a mechanism of removing interference from an information system, from above down, from the inside out. The subluxation interferes with and distorts the true premise of the expression of innate in the body. Chiropractic is a process of removing that interference and allowing communication to take place throughout the body. You can tap into the internet now and people talk globally, without some agency of some business or some government interfering or filtering or determining what you should hear. We are in the information age. The information age is the foundation that will launch chiropractic into the next world. That's what your opportunity is right now. People want so much what you have. In my 32 years in this profession, I have never seen a convergence of trends in the marketplace as I see today. Government wants a wellness program. Industry wants a wellness program. The consumer wants a wellness program, and nobody knows what it is. Because to the industry as it stands out there today, it means a mammogram and a pap smear and a vaccination. Not realizing what health is, what life is. You have the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, the technology, the science, and the freedom to go out and alter the world as it understands healthcare today. And don't ever worry about accumulating all the quote things of life, because they will be dropped on your doorstep if you came here to serve. You understand? You don't have to go after money. It will seek you out. Just serve. All right? Thank you very much.
Audio services provided by Planet Chiropractic. www.planetchiropractic.com